Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the most uncomfortable moments at camp with the youth a little earlier this month is when we all sat down to dinner one evening only to discover that someone didn't prepare enough ham to feed all the campers. It appeared only about a third of us would be able to eat the ham. Not that the ham was all that attractive or good to eat, but we tend to overlook the sin of quality when there are 109 mostly hangry teenagers who had just hiked all afternoon. You could almost hear what was going on inside their collective minds. What do we want? Protein. When do we want it? Now. If the kids all had their cell phones that night, poor Camp Lynn Haven and their otherwise 5-star Google rating would have dropped to a 1. Perhaps the greatest sin in the hospitality business is not having enough food. Back in the days of Deuteronomy in the Bible, the Israelites thought God had trespassed against them when they were told to travel in the wilderness and they had no protein and no bread. They had totally forgotten that Yahweh, the provider, would Yah, sure, you betcha, something to eat all the way to the promised land. The land flowing with milk and honey. Fast forward to Jesus' day, Mark chapter 6. The disciples and Jesus had a small disagreement about who would feed the 5,000. The disciples were being practical. It was a desolate place. It was getting late. There were surrounding villages and a countryside and cities where the people could go and buy for themselves something to eat. Jesus had something else in mind and a little bit of an unexplained instruction. You give them something to eat. The disciples again revved up their practicality. Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? 200 denarii doesn't sound very much if you think it's U.S. dollars, but you have to translate that. So a denarii is something you paid a common laborer for a full day's work. It's about, you know, $72.50 in U.S. dollars times 200. That would be $14,500. That amount of bread to feed 5,000 people. The point being, it's not likely the disciples had that kind of dough. Sorry. Jesus had taught them to rely on the hospitality of others and for God to supply every need of body and soul. But from the disciples' point of view, obviously Jesus hadn't learned the lesson that money doesn't grow on trees, which, by the way, there weren't many, if any. It was a desolate place, and there was only a large grassy field, we learn in the text. Again, the point being, unless Jesus was going to perform a miracle, there was no money to buy for 5,000 men. And the disciples were getting hangry, kind of like the teenagers at camp. Next, Jesus didn't ask them, what's in your wallet, but how many loaves do you have? When they went and counted up, they discovered that all they needed was 7 fingers to report the inventory. 5 loaves and 2 fish. This amount would hardly supply dinner for the 12, plus Jesus, much less the crowd around them. But as you know, from trying to wrap your mind around the Trinity, God isn't very good at math. He looks at our math problems and says, I don't do algebra like you do. With one small pebble, God empowered David to take down a giant. When Israel's army was surrounded by 10,000s, Elijah, as God's messenger, said, we've got them right where we want them. They're surrounded and outnumbered. Looking at the crowd of 5,000, our Lord Jesus said, sit down in groups in the grass. It's time to say a blessing. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven. Do you ever do that? Look up to heaven when you have a math problem that you can't fix? Whether it's, I can't pay the light bill, or I don't have enough for this medical procedure, or with what am I going to retire? Or for heaven's sakes, I don't have enough good works to get into heaven. Thank God, God isn't very good at math. To those who have no money, he says, come, buy and eat without money. Come, buy wine without price. Now, don't get me wrong. The Bible also says, if a man shall not work, neither shall he eat. God's word does not encourage laziness, gluttony, or sloth. But God's word teaches us the most important thing. Trust in God to provide for you. Trust in his Son to pay for your sins. Trust in Jesus' down payment, his resurrection from the dead, as a down payment for your resurrection from the dead. Has God not shown what he has the power to do for those who put their hope in his steadfast love? With Jesus present and saying a blessing over the bread and loaves, he gave it to the disciples to set before the people. God isn't very good at math. For with a mere 5 loaves and 2 fish, all ate and were satisfied. And just to show how little faith people have and how much grace God has for doubters, there were 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Maybe God is good at math. Maybe his math is more wonderful than our own. Maybe one man can die for the sins of many. Maybe there is only one way to the Father, through the name of his Son, our Savior. Maybe he does have our enemies of sin, death, and the devil outnumbered. Even when we only see pages in an old book and a piece of bread in our hand and a drink from a chalice for our lips. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? Eat the bread. Take the cup of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord. And live a holy life according to the 10 commandments out of love for him who doesn't do math the way you do. By Jesus' power and name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.